It's clear as you walk through the crumbling courtyard of Sheffield's Portland Works that the trades the craftsmen ply here are far from dying out. The dull thud of heavy machinery pierces the air as metalworkers, cabinet makers and cutlers, to name but a few, get to work. But after a planning application was put into the council 2 years ago, the building and its residents are in danger of disappearing forever. Paul Blomfield's objection is the latest in a long campaign to save the works, and he hopes his move will add weight to the planning committee's decision when they meet on April the 11th.
I'm working alongside the Portland Works Committee, and I think what they need to demonstrate is the strength of concern that there is, and hopefully my adding to that will assist their case.
But will his support actually help? Planner Trevor Sullivan says it won't have any bearing.
We're not allowed to take these circumstances into account in the same way we can't take the situation of the applicant into account. We have to purely look at the specific planning matters that are set out in law and in policy.
But the Portland Works Committee, which was set up to highlight the plight of the landmark, says they've got more important things to worry about. They hope to raise enough money to buy back the building through a scheme called a Community Benefit Society. Chairman Derek Morton.
In a way, the whole planning thing is now a distraction from what we see as the real business of buying the building. Our real plan is to get on and raise £500,000 from the community in order to buy the building. And that plan's very well developed.
Put simply, Portland Works is one of the few places left in Sheffield where people are busy making things. The works date back to the time of the Little Mesters, a group of craftsmen who really put the steel in Steel City. They were the first in the world to make stainless steel cutlery back in 1913, and the original building and machines survive today, alongside new creative industries that have taken advantage of cheap rent and workshop space. But there's a modern-day problem. Where will the 35 craftsmen go if the application goes through? Stuart Mitchell, a cutler based at the works for 25 years, thinks moving will be difficult.
I'm not sure that many of the organisations on Portland could stand to that at the minute. And you definitely wouldn't recreate that environment. Where would you get people and put them together?
But it's not just the craftsmen that'll lose out if Portland Works disappears. Stephen Cater is a part-time PhD student whose research relies on the range of services there.
There are engravers, electroplaters. So the advantage is that you've got all the skills that I need, all under one roof.
But Derek Morton is keen to remind the council that it isn't just a building. He wants them to keep the works as a cultural centre for the public too.
We want somewhere in here for the public to come and see what's going on, find out about Sheffield's past, its skills, its future. We want to be a place where people who are setting up businesses can come and get a bit of support in setting up their business and create new industries.
It remains to be seen if Portland Works will be turned into the 64 flats and office space proposed by landlord Vincent Steele, who refused to comment. But this is only the beginning. Once the planners give their recommendation, there'll be a full council meeting where the application will either be accepted or rejected. It looks like the Portland Works Committee have got their work cut out for them if they want to avoid being another piece of Sheffield's rich cultural heritage consigned to the history books.